Sorry, sir. Yeah, I know I'm late. The STEM campus is huge. I need a fucking crash course in navigation to make it in time for the bell. Huh? No, I didn't just swear in front of you. Well, yeah, okay. That's a lie. I totally did. Sorry. Oh, come on. There's nobody else here. Legit, no one else was listening. Just let me cite this once. It's bad enough I'm in detention on my first day at a new school. Do you know how hard it is to adjust to such a big change as a teenager? Give me some slack, mister. Well, yeah, I did pants her. Maybe that was a rash and immature decision. But also, snitches and talkers get stitches and walkers. Really, she had it coming. I could have done way worse than just pulling down her pants. No, I'm not finished yet. She's so full of fucking shit. I wasn't expelled for hooking up with the principal. It was the vice principal. There's a difference. Mainly in a few inches in several important places. Okay, alright. I'll shut up now. This desk over there. Okay. Gotcha, mister. Okay, chill. I'll stop. This is so boring. Wait, you're staring at me. Why? Oh. Oh. Sorry, your cheeks are all flushed. What's that all about, huh? Hello? What? No response? Oh, come on, you can tell me. I'm good at keeping secrets. And also, I'm really bored. Please? Okay, fine. Ignore me. That's cool. Whatever. I'll just entertain myself then. That's fine. Just gonna... This fucking blows. Wait, you're doing it again. Don't look down, look at me. Oh, you are... You can see up my skirt, can't you? You can? No, don't lie, sir. You're turning even redder now. I can tell. I bet you wonder what is under this little pleated skirt. Starting from the Mary Janes, tag over the knee socks, juxtaposed against a flash of creamy thigh just before the skirt's hemline. I wonder what you'll do if I spread my legs a little more. And I... Can't look away now, can you? Good. I was so fucking bored. I'm just gonna slip a hand on down yonder. Don't mind me, sir. Here. Let me scoot down a little so you can have a better view. Spread my legs. See my middle finger? There's a firm seam in these little black panties, so I like grace along that exact seam, sends ripples of teensy little almost vibrations right on through me. Wearing them out anyway is incredibly distracting, but it's just so much fun. And nobody knows but me and you. Huh? It's you and I? No, sure, we're alone. Oh, you mean grammatically? Huh? No wonder you're a teacher. Damn.
You smart. All gold stars for you, sir.
I'm just gonna shimmy out of this lazy little number. Much better. How's the view, Teach? Wait, what are you doing? Oh, locking the door. And now you're lowering the blinds, making sure nobody can see us. That's good. Because I'd rather think I fuck myself thinking about that hard cock you're not bothering to hide at all. Have you been plotting how to get me alone since first period? Yeah, I did notice you checking me out. You weren't really subtle about it. Oh. Neither was I. Oh, yeah, you're right. But I couldn't help it. You command my attention. Your cadence, your demeanor. Call it your vibe, if you'd like. Wait a minute. Stop. Got an idea right there. Speaking of vibes, let me just grab something out of my backpack. There we go. Do you know why I really was late? The truth, I mean. You too, huh? Well, okay. This campus is big, but I didn't actually get lost. Not really. I was just a tiny bit preoccupied. Thinking about you. And why you couldn't keep your eyes off me. And about all the things I want to do with you. And also all the things you might want to do with me. Hey. Wait, you want me to come sit on your desk? You could ask nicely, you know? Yeah, I know. I'm very mouthy. Okay, fine. I'll come over there. Hi. Again. You interrupted me. I was late because of you. And this little bullet. the perfect size to slip into a pocket and take anywhere. Should I demonstrate why I was so late to detention? There we go. I thought you'd say so. Just let me pull up my skirt a little bit more and spread my legs a bit wider. Do you see how wet I am already? Huh? It's your fault. So this is why. This is why I was late. Hiding in the girls' room across campus. Playing with myself. Thinking about you. What your hands would feel like. Trailing up my thighs. How soft your lips might be. What does it feel like to have your fingers tangled in my hair. Pulling me to you. Your other hand slipping under my shirt. Undoing every button. To reveal what you so badly want to make yours. Enough of that for now. How much do you want to kiss me right now? My face just inches from your own. Do I have to make the first move? Really? Have you not figured out just how badly I want you? Yourself. Catch up with me if you can. Oh, you taste so good. I wonder how your pre-cum will taste. How I gasp a little when my lips swirl around your shaft. Taking you in deeper, inch by inch. I'm watching your expression change as I pull you in until I'm too close to see much of anything besides your skin. Does that sound like fun to you? More fun than revising your lesson plan or catching up on staff emails or grading papers? Is that what you were doing here? Doesn't it, though? Get on my knees, you say. Gladly. Looks even better than I'd hoped. Damn, you've got a glorious member. Which, by the way, comes from the Latin root, membrum virile. What? I'm smart. Smart and slutty. Not slutty, but smart. Could even be the teacher's pet, if you play your cards right, that is. I have to play mine, right? Do you doubt me? I'll change that. I pinky promise. Let me just... I want to stroke you. That feels good, huh? Oh. Mum for me. Mum for this mouthy, rebellious little schoolgirl on her knees. Rosy pink pussy, dripping sweet honey down her thigh as she toys with your perfect, pulsing cock. Slipping in and out of my hot little mouth. Say it again, sorry. Didn't catch that. You need to fuck me? Well then, the desk. The chair. Desk it is. Bend over, missionary. Well, who am I to stop you if you want to watch my face? Hey. Oh, you want me? Fuck. Oh, just the head feels so good. Yeah, I'll turn on the bullet again. No problem. Now I'll get it. Don't worry, no problem. I'll hold it in place. Just keep fucking me. Fuck. You're so fucking hard. You feel. Fuck. No, keep fucking me. It's so fucking good. Yeah? Go faster. Come on, go faster. Mm-hmm. falling up. Are you close? Oh. Switch it up. Oh, I'm getting close as well. Are you gonna come inside me, sir? Oh, you gonna fill my pussy with cum, yeah? But, oh, yeah, no worries. I'm on the pill, it's fine. But, I wouldn't mind either way. Yes, you guys. Oh, I'm gonna come as well. I'm gonna. Better than I did imagine, actually. Oh, fuck. Can't believe I come again today. Yeah, you're right. We don't have much time till the bell rings. You might want to open a window before you leave, though. Your classroom reeks of sex.
Wonder why.
All right, you can pull out. I'll allow it. Oh, fuck. Don't mind me, I'm just gonna sit here till my legs stop shaking. You can go clean up. Yeah, well, you're the one who said to come onto your desk. And I did it. And now there is cum on your desk. You got what you wanted. Oh, look at that. I'll have to cum the imprint of my clit and my labia on that essay. Aw, at least the paper's white too. Minus the ink, I guess. And that is probably gonna bleach, well. Which I hate to be the guy that has to explain that to... Sorry, what's the name say? Can't even read it. My handwriting sucks. Well, my bad. Oh, that is my cue. I'll grab my stuff and I'll get out of your hair. Oh, almost forgot my backpack. Also, you should know, detention is likely going to be a reoccurring thing with me. Either actual detention or... extracurricular teacher pet rendezvous. It's up to you.